Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Rock, we are a Klein Alley show. And there's been a lot of anger on the goat line from listeners that feel that Johnny has been disrespectful. And I don't know if it's their own issues they got with Gen Z, maybe in their own workplace. And as a result, they're upset because Johnny has, we've had some issues here about, follow through and respect and all the other BS. And we did find out he was a guy that was leaving all the dirty dishes in the sink. And then that led to a note, and that person who I think wrote the note no longer even works at the company. Things got real weird real quick. Escalated rather quickly, but that was all part of anger that a young punk was leaving their dirty Tupperware in the sink. Anyway, I mean, listen, I could play these messages all day, but I'd rather hear from AI Johnny. But I mean, here's just some of the people, and some of them are like in tears over this.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to go on about the Johnny thing again. First of all, if somebody was bashing me, in any situation, even if it was just a one-on-one person telling me what I did wrong, but this was, live on air. And when you guys called him into the studio, he was eating. So that just tells me right there that he has and will never have remorse for anything. Who can eat when
she's upset.
People are so upset with you? I just don't know. I don't think that he's human. I think you guys really need to reevaluate the thing with Johnny. Oh, sweet dibbits, everyone. Love you.
It's funny you think he's
upset.
Not human.
Yeah, well,
because
right.
Now he's not.
Now he's about to not be human, and we can get all the apologies we damn well please. Now, meanwhile, someone else just wanted to mention, Allie, that they are also Johnny's age exactly, and they do not think that Johnny is a good representative of other people that that are mid-20s.
I would love to know more from people in their mid-20s about what they think of Johnny, because I do think it's a generational divide.
No, see, this guy is making a point, and this is interesting. He says this is not a generation thing at all. This is a Johnny thing. Listen.
What's up, guys? So, podcast listener from Florida listening to yesterday's episode about Johnny being a douchebag, dumbass dick. No, it's not a generational gap all the time. So I'm 27 next Monday, and this infuriates me constantly.
Wow.
He's exactly what Omar says. He's no work ethic and just expects everything given to him. And, I can't stand my generation, especially when it's douchebags like that.
Okay.
Johnny, you're everything awful about our generation. Thanks, bud.
All right, that's a podcast listener from the other coast. But regardless, 27 next week, so same age as Johnny roughly, and he says that does not apply to him at all. Meanwhile, Allie, I just want to play this, and then we will listen to what AI Johnny has to say. AI Johnny will have the final word here. But someone is saying, and this is a great idea for a segment that we could do instead of Johnny Doesn't Know.
Hey, I had a pretty good idea for a new segment. Johnny doesn't know how good he has it.
Oh, that's a good segment. Johnny doesn't know how good he has it.
Johnny fill out job applications.
Like this behavior at other jobs would not be stood for very long at all.
From like retail, bars, restaurants, to like corporate jobs and like tech.
Anyway, this guy's saying that maybe Johnny realizes after working in a different job how great this is. Now, Johnny has had other jobs. This isn't the first place he's worked. But let's not talk about Johnny. Let's let Johnny answer for himself. This is AI Johnny, and whenever you're ready for your apology, because we're not getting one from real Johnny. Real Johnny, you don't have an apology, is that right?
I was actually going to say, I have something planned maybe for Friday that I want to actually do.
That sounds like real Johnny.
Something planned maybe for Friday.
Listen to what
Friday.
Listen to
Friday. I had actually something planned.
Which
that I
Friday
wanted.
Though?
Huh?
Which Friday?
Well, this Friday.
Oh, this is what AI Johnny has.
I got here at 5 a.m. this morning to write this letter of apology.
Wow, came in an hour before the show to write an apology.
Hard
I love
working.
You.
I live in the building.
Good job, AI Johnny.
I am very sorry for any action I took recently on or off the show to appear entitled ungrateful or anything other than dedicated to my coveted post here at K-Rock.
Also uses like big words and stuff in the right context, like coveted. Good job.
I know what coveted means.
I thought you thought that was a container.
Guts cave.
I am deeply sorry to Klein, Allie, our listeners, and especially Omar.
Aww. Oh, look at that. Wow. Omar reached out to you personally. He's the best, AI Johnny.
You all need a team member who supports you and sets you up for success.
Yeah.
I admit I let my ego get the best of me and resulted in acting like a giant douche, which is my favorite D word.
Oh.
I promise to communicate clearly and professionally from now on. By the way, did you know that every positive integer is the sum of four square numbers? That's a little math fact for you.
Whoa! AI Johnny just throwing in random math facts?
Spitting out math facts.
Ah, it's cool,
about
man.
Integers?
Yeah. Does real Johnny have a math fact?
A minute ago, I didn't know what coveted meant.
Hey, real Johnny, got
no
a math,
math
fact?
Facts. I have no math facts.
No math facts. Hey, go ahead, AI Johnny. I like you.
You want to hear a math joke?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'd love a math joke.
You can't argue with 90 degrees.
Why do you think that is, real Johnny?
I actually don't know. I want to hear, wait, can you play the rest?
Yeah, yeah, we will. Don't worry. That's how the bit goes.
AI. It's like you're going to play the rest of this.
Yeah, we know. Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead, AI Johnny. I like AI Johnny. He's got math facts and math jokes.
You can't argue with 90 degrees.
Why?
It's always right.
Oh, hilarious.
Waka waka.
That's a Johnny, okay. Real Johnny, do you get that joke?
90 degree angle.
Okay, well, he does. I guess he may be as
well. You know that it's a right? All right.
Hey, I used to cheat on Algebra 2 homework.
All right, AI John, anything else? Because we got to go.
Guys, I just gave myself a cool social media assignment.
Oh!
I'm going to sneak a microphone into the theaters and get real reviews from people as they're watching the movie.
Oh, look at real, and not just a chicken. That's actually useful for us to get audio
stealing
from people.
Putting a microphone in your pants? That's great.
That's funny.
It's called During the Movie Reviews.
Oh!
I'll do it every week. And I won't be in it because it really should be about you guys and promoting the show.
Oh, lovely.
Wow, that's so opposite of how real Johnny is.
And he said he's
going
to do it consistently.
Every week. I love you, AI Johnny.
I got to go. I'm about to post a flattering, well-lit picture of you guys.
that's so unlike real Johnny.
Thank you.
Just picks terrible angles and dark lighting.
With a thoughtfully worded caption that makes perfect sense.
No need
for a thank you. Just want to keep you guys in the loop. As I always say, if you're not the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room.
Hey, there, AI Johnny. I like AI Johnny.
Johnny likes AI Johnny.
Yeah, that was a good ending quote, too.
All right, thank you, AI Johnny. We appreciate you. Nothing but love for you. AI Johnny may be hired officially full-time here at K-Rock.
Oh, yeah, and then promoted within a month.
All right, we got to take a break. We will be back with more show. And we got some tickets for you coming up to Ohana Fest.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.